You're listening to the Uncool Designer Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Dower. I'm a graphic designer, mentor, e-course boss, and cake lover. I am determined to help graphic designers work smarter and not harder in their design business. Hey everyone, it's Anna here. Today I want to talk about something pretty big, and that is pricing and packaging your design services. Now, I see it all the time and it drives me bonkers. Designers in Facebook groups saying, hey, I can design that logo for $100. By doing that, you are going to attract the most difficult clients possible. They are going to be the ones that feel like they can treat you like absolute dirt because you don't value yourself. They don't value what you're bringing to the table. Also, I want designers to stop saying that publicly in Facebook groups because you are devaluing our whole industry. Please stop. Now, the two biggest mistakes that are keeping you overworked and overpaid as a designer are, one, you're charging an hourly rate. Two, you're selling individual design services. Of course, the solution to both of those problems are stop charging hourly, stop trading time for dollars, instead start charging based on value, and instead of selling individual design services, package up your design offerings so you can hit your monthly income goals while working with less clients, right? So if you're a designer now who's charging hourly and you're working with 20 plus clients a month, chances are you're feeling really burnt out and you're still really broke. That's because you're doing it the hard way. You can decide to work with many clients for small amounts of money, or you could work with 3 to 4 clients a month for bigger chunks of money. I know which one I would rather do. Now, when you're charging bigger chunks of money to less clients, you're actually working with people who value what you're bringing to the table and respect what you do. They are the easy clients. Also, it means that you have more time and space to do your best design work. You're not just churning things out in hopes of approval so you can move on to the next thing. You're actually working on jobs that you're proud of that you're going to put in your folio. It also means you don't have all that extra admin, all the extra emails, the communication. You become a happier designer and you work with less clients and hit your income goal faster. So, one, stop charging hourly. Two, stop selling individual design services. I have a whole masterclass about this on my website. If you go to annadower.com, it's even on the homepage. Watch the pricing and packaging masterclass. I go into it in detail. What I'm going to go through today is the short version. So if you decide to ditch the hourly rate, you want to work with less clients, the very first thing you need to do is figure out what your monthly income goal is. So first step in that is writing down all your expenses, all those recurring subscriptions, any expenses you have in your business. Then take into account how much money you would like to put away each month for business emergencies and how much you need to live, how much you want to pay yourself, basically. And then, of course, take into consideration tax. So come up with your monthly income goal. It should be at least 10K. Then, based on your monthly income goal, come up with 3 separate design packages. We don't want to have a menu of 100 design services anymore. We just want to work with clients with big, meaty, chunky packages. So you will have a low package, a medium package, and a high package. Now, based on your monthly income goal, your high package will be the total amount of your income goal. Your high package is everything basically you offer to your ideal client. It will be the entire income goal, so $10,000. Then work backwards. Cut that package in half. Take away a bunch of offerings, and that'll be half of your monthly income goal, $5,000. Then with the low package, cut it in half again, and that will be $2,500. So do you see how it's so much easier to hit your income goal with these packages? Two medium packages and you've hit your income goal. You could sell one big package and you've hit it. Now I can hear a whole bunch of fear and resistance coming up because it's scary charging these big dollars when you've been charging hourly. I get it. So it's not going to happen overnight, but you need to make it your job to communicate your value in everything you do. And the very first starting point is you. If you do not believe you're valuable, it's going to be really hard for your clients to believe it too. Step one is working through your own money blocks, working through the stuff that's holding you back from moving forward in your business. I had all sorts of money blocks. One of the main ones was I cannot be fat and successful, which is so silly, but it's something that plagued me for a really long time. Another one was I had to work really, really hard in order to make any money. That came from my family. When I was growing up, my family owned a fruit shop. They worked 7 days a week. They busted a gut in order to make a living. And that was kind of ingrained in me that it couldn't be easy for me to make money. It had to be really hard. I had to work myself into the ground, which is completely false. I also had a lot of issues around money and anxiety because growing up, my mum was a single mum. She worried about money a lot. I would go in to say goodnight to her at night. I'd ask her, what's wrong? She would say, I'm worried about money. So her worry and stress and anxiety about money became mine from a young age. And then I carried that into my adulthood. So identifying these money blocks that are holding you back is a really important step in then believing how valuable you are. Once you believe how valuable you are, the world is your oyster. You can start charging value-based, have these packages and put them out there, and it will be easy for you. And I've seen it time and time again, designers say, I can't believe I didn't do this sooner, and I can't believe how easy and simple it is. People are just saying yes without even batting an eyelid. And often it's us that are holding ourselves back. I know this pricing strategy and formula works, so I've taught it to hundreds of designers. Like I said, if you want to learn about it in more detail, head to my website, annadower.com, and on the homepage, you can watch the pricing and packaging masterclass. It is so in-depth, and it will change the way you do business. You've been listening to The Uncool Designer with Anna Dower. For more info and tips for graphic designers, head to my website, annadower.com.